So, a two-day drug symposium will wrap up in Wellington today as MPs from all political parties tackle the issue of whether drugs should be treated as a health issue rather than a crime. Associate Health Minister Peter Dunn says he's encouraged by what he's been hearing and progress is being made, but there's a long way to go on the issue.
I think the question is not so much the radical nature of change, but just how you actually move forward and take people with you.
So, what does a decriminalised system look like? Portugal decriminalised all drugs back in 2001 and have since seen a fall in overdoses, heroin use and criminal convictions. The National Drug Coordinator of Portugal and the architect of the country's decriminalisation policy, Joel Goal, joins us now from Portugal. Good morning to you, Joel.
Hello, nice to hear from you.
Firstly, can you explain the difference between decriminalization and legalization?
Well, in fact, in Portugal, using drugs is still prohibited. It is no longer a criminal offense, so people do not get a criminal record, people do not go to court even, do not have by any... By any chance, a conviction in the prison penalty, but they can incur into administrative sanctions, such as a fine for non-addicted people, for recreational, occasional users. But in fact, we created a set of administrative bodies that evaluate administrative bodies under the Ministry of Health that evaluate the conditions of the citizen and try to address them to the most adequate responses in the health and social responses available.
Okay, so for instance, if you're a taxi driver, you're caught with some drugs, you can lose your job, but you won't have a criminal record, you can be fined, and often people are then pushed towards what's called a dissuasion commission, where a doctor and a lawyer and a social worker help you get through the problem. Now, there was a lot of hesitation at first to impose these laws, so how has it worked?
I must say that back in 2000, when this law was discussed, we were facing a real catastrophic situation, mostly caused by a heroin epidemic. So this was a very, very important issue in the Portuguese society. It was discussed the best way to address it, and it was decided and it was approved, our first strategy, that this is mostly a health and social issue rather than a criminal one. Drug addiction is a disease or at least a health condition that must be addressed by the health services, and accordingly we propose the decriminalization of all drugs. And since then, the evolution of all the available indicators has been quite positive. So we have a decrease in the prevalence of drug use among the general population and particularly among youngsters. We had a decrease in overdoses, as you said, a decrease in HIV infections, in criminality, and we are quite happy with this solution.
You just mentioned criminality. Yes, you have seen a drop in drug usage. What's it done to the criminal element that make their money from this business?
Well, drug use has decreased, so the criminality that was mostly small criminality, petty crimes to acquisitive crimes, you know, has decreased accordingly. I must say that even the efficiency of the police and customs forces has increased because they got rid of all the tasks concerning to users, and they could address the real criminal organizations. Mm.
Now, while you've seen a pretty big drop in drug usage, have you seen that the people who keep using the drugs are, in fact, now using more?
No. No, we since the offset, I must say that I do not establish a direct and causal connection between decriminalization and the results that we have had. Of course, we developed, before decriminalizing, a solid network of treatment centers and harm reduction measures. So we have a lot to offer to people as an alternative to drug usage.
Thank you so much for your time. That is the National Drug Coordinator of Portugal, the architect of their country's decriminalisation policy, which came in 2001. They've had 16 years. They've been able to see the results. The results are drug usage down.